Here in Boston, the public library is not only cool, air-conditioned, it's cool, period. It's America's oldest. There's a beautiful courtyard with a fountain, a Greek statue, surrounded by white marble colonnades, there are little topiaries. And on a recent day, there was also the indie band Iron and Wine.
Back alleys full of rain and everything shining, as holy as she can be.
That's Caught in the Briars off the new album by the indie group Iron and Wine. You can see video at hearandnow.org. We're going to hear more about their new album from the artist behind the group, Sam Beam. But first, they were brought to the public library as part of a new music series from our mothership, WBUR. They record on audio and video musicians performing in interesting locations. It's called Off the Record. John Parati is one of two co-producers. He also works as a technical director. So, John, an indie band in the Boston Public Library, what were you thinking?
You know, we've working here a long time. I mean, look at the small box that we're in, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's tight. It's hard to fit bands in. We wanted to do something a little different. So we thought, hey, let's take Iron and Wine and put them somewhere beautiful. And that was the first place that came up.
And not just the courtyard where it's beautiful, people get married, but did you actually get into some of these rooms where they have old papers?
Oh, yeah. Well, and we were in this awesome room in the back, the special collections room, that was the most interesting, reverberant, strange room. And you know, Sam Beam, who's the artist that is Iron and Wine, was walking around and kind of finding a good spot. He really interacted with it, you know?
I just heard you say reverberant. So it's not just how something's going to look in the video, again at hearandnow.org, but it's how it's going to sound.
Well, I think part of it is, you know, we'd like to have them interacting with these places. So sometimes there's people around and, you know, how is that going to work for the artist? You know, basically, we just want to create something that's as fun for them as it is for us to watch.
What are some of the other places?
Coming up, we've got people performing on the top of a building in Boston's Financial District. We have people performing in Mount Auburn Cemetery, which is a historic cemetery in the area. I mean, just any beautiful place we can get into, we're going to try.
Okay. Well, as we said, your video of Sam Beam and the band Iron and Wine playing at the Boston Public Library will be at hearandnow.org. But you also put together a piece about the band. You spoke to Sam Beam at the library. Let's meet him.
Check, check, check. Check, check, check. My name is B-Roll Beam, and I just hope for the best. That's what I do professionally. One, two, three. You have to follow the muse, you know what I mean? Unless you're engaged. I mean, I think if you're not engaged, why do it as an artist? You have to have a certain amount of naive optimism and chase the rabbit down the hole.
It's New Year's Eve. California's gonna kill you soon. Boston boys. Buckeyes in the shadow.
No, you can't play it safe. I mean, if you know, there's different agendas in making a record. I like to make art. You know what I mean? If we make some money, that's great, because I like my kids like to eat. But at the same time, I came from an art school background, and you learn very quickly that you can never make everyone happy. Someone's always going to think it's great, and someone's going to think it's a piece of shit. You know, and also you can't predict public taste. It's impossible. So, I mean, you can make things that sound like other popular things, but then you're making Big Macs, you know, making like the same thing over and over that's tried and true, people like it, and that's not art. The thing that I haven't done yet is always much more exciting than regurgitating or recapturing some lightning in a bottle that you didn't have any idea was going to be popular in the first place.
When your friends and their friends pass the pipe or tie the knot.
I kind of let the song lead you. You know, I don't have like a drawer of ideas that are just waiting to happen. I just kind of let the song guide you. You know, I just kind of hold on to the coattails and see of this tune and see where it points you. Like, for instance, there was a song on this last record called Lover's Revolution that started... I've been working on that one for a while. And it started as a kind of a longish folk tune with lots of long verses. And eventually it became more of an R&B thing. And then when I finally got the title of it, Revolution, it struck me, you know, that Mingus's music is some of the most revolutionary, angry music that I've ever heard. And so, you know, you follow the tune and see, you know, I would never have said 5 or 6 years ago, you know, I'm going to do a Charles Mingus tune. That's going to be my thing. But, you know, you let the lyrics or whatever the sentiment of the tune say, you know, why don't you try it here or try these sounds. It's probably my favorite track on the record just because it was unique and really fun to do.
Sam Beam of the indie band Iron and Wine. Is it true that that name is taken from a dietary supplement? Somebody tell me if you know. Talking to the Off the Record Music Series at the Boston Public Library, and we heard earlier from Off the Record's John Ferrati.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
One of the prayers, one of the promises, swallowed without chewing gum. One of the deaf ears, dumber all the time for all the years of drum. One of the wide-eyed soapboxes buried under Washington. One of the beat cops coming every side. The crowded stars uncounted when the map was done.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.